rated at the top of each hour all day. But now at 7:10, it's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up. Wake up with the crew. Wake up. You've all been sound asleep. Wake up with the crew. Don't sleep. The night is over. It's morning now. I hear the clock go beep. Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. Wake up. What are we going to hear from Brian? What are we going to hear from John? What are we going to hear from Dalton when the show goes on? Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning, everybody. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Bright and early here on this Tuesday morning. Glad you're along with us today.
Oh, I didn't know we had news, weather, and sports on. we do know.
We got it all.
Yeah, and the rooster.
Yeah.
You don't always have a rooster.
And you know, it's just 2 days until Thanksgiving.
Last day of school for kids.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh, that was always, I just think that was almost as good as the day before Christmas break. It got to where it was just that good. Such a short week. Monday, Tuesday, boom. There it is.
You're done. Yep. Christmas break has the advantage of being a 2 week break.
Yes. Yes.
Now, we started yesterday at about 7:15, counting down some Thanksgiving songs. And so we're going to have three more today.
That's going to be coming up next.
Oh, wow. Looking forward to that. But first, we need to check on traffic and weather. Let's do that now.
Good morning, guys. Clouds will be on the increase for today. Showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady across the region. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Wednesday, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before noon. And temperatures continue to hold steady. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 47.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Well, good morning. We're looking at a crash out here. It's at the intersection of Broad and Church. They're rerouting traffic right now. This is a single vehicle crash involving some injuries that happened earlier this morning, again on Broad and Church. Still getting some attention out here right now. Traffic's picked up quite a bit. 24 as you head towards Nashville. Hey, if you're looking for holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugas. At Fleet Feet, we focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly, with gear that improves your experience and knowledge to help you move your best, whether that's a 10-minute walk or a 3-hour marathon. Come see us at Fleet Feet, next door to Carrabba's.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, it's a Tuesday today, and every Tuesday, not just for lunch, but all day long, it's the famous half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries for just $4.99. Again, not just lunch, but all day long when you dine in at Toots, get the Toots burger for just $4.99.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, we are back here on this Tuesday morning, last day of school. Got Thanksgiving break coming up here today, so enjoy that, kiddos, and moms and dads, too.
Yeah, my mind's wandering.
It's 14 minutes after 7.
I feel like I'm getting off, but I forgot. I'm no longer in education. I'm up here with you guys.
Well, you get to work on Thursday, or enjoy Thursday off, Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. Why does everybody have to worry about when they get off?
You know, they say when you love your job, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
This feels like work every morning. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not. But you know, I would, yeah. It's not so bad because the day's over quickly for us.
Right. We get to, me and you, at least, get to get out of here at 8.
I don't even know if I could sleep late anymore, you know? I really don't.
You've been doing it your whole life.
I know. Getting up early.
So, we were surprised yesterday to learn that there are Thanksgiving-specific songs, and lots being made about Christmas music and starting that, but we don't want to do that too early. We are going to start Friday, though.
Dug deep into the vault, the Thanksgiving music vault.
The three yesterday were John approved.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll hopefully the three today will also be.
And what were they again?
That was Four Glorious Food from the musical Oliver. Okay. Was the first one. Mm-hmm. Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep by Bing Crosby was the second one. And then the Thanksgiving Overture, which is a parody of the William Tell Overture, but Thanksgiving themed.
That one was a little bit, that was the one that almost didn't make my...
It was kiddie.
I almost had to cut it. But you said you heard it at Wilson Elementary. I knew it was okay.
When you did Count Your Blessings, I was thinking about that old hymn, you know?
Yeah.
Count Your Blessings, name them one by one.
Yeah.
But
that one could count as a Thanksgiving song.
I guess so. Yeah, maybe we found
it. Well, we used to sing it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
at our church.
I did too.
Now, are you going to do our open?
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready.
America's Top Thanksgiving Songs.
And now.
Oh. And now, here's Dalton Barrett.
Well, thank you, John. It's now time for our number one Thanksgiving song of the day. Now, this one is by Johnny Cash.
Do it in Matthew McConaughey tomorrow, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Okay. Johnny Cash, The Thanksgiving Prayer.
We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving.
This one speaks for itself as a Thanksgiving
song.
I mean, it's literally called
the
Thanksgiving Prayer.
I've never heard it, but it's a beautiful song, yeah.
It should probably be it's the best one I've heard.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, and so that one obviously had to make the list. It's by Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Now, the next one, this is by Mary Chapin Carpenter, and this is called The Thanksgiving Song.
Come in away from song.
I don't know about the song, but I miss Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yeah.
She can really sing.
Absolutely.
Good country singer over there for a while.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money, I guess, and just kind of didn't have to worry about it anymore.
Right. When you don't have to work, I guess you don't work.
Yeah. But she may be producing and stuff. I don't know. She just hadn't had a hit in a while.
And it just made me think about Tanya Tucker. Boy, she's got a song that's out, and it's like for more awards, CMA awards, you know, it's crazy. And I heard the song, and just to hear her voice
again after a long time. Yeah.
But she's got a lot of soul in that voice. One more.
Yeah. This is the last one. This is the most popular one, I think, on the whole list. And this is My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
That's contributed to, that's attributed to Thanksgiving, yes.
Right.
I have heard that.
And it's about things
I don't think it's the most Thanksgiving song. But
right. But it's the most popular one on the list.
Oh, yeah. I'd say, though, and those strudels. Strudels.
Edelweiss.
Well, we'll have three more for you in the morning. Right now, it's 7:19. This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call me at 615-867-9900.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
the man shop and say, you will leave our store humming.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
Shopping at the ReStore.
It's located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
Get huge Black Friday savings at French's Shoes and Boots. Doors open at 6 a.m. and all weekend long. Get deals while supplies last, like select Laredo boots, normally $130. Door-busting price, just $79.99. Find the perfect gift for the holidays from the huge selection of designer handbags at 50 to 75% off. Don't miss this Black Friday weekend sale.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Blue Raider fans have had a huge impact on our season this year.
News Radio WGNS.
Our fans affect every minute of every game.
Rutherford County's MTSU station.
We do hear you, and your message is loud and clear.
This is Chip Walters, and I'll have Middle Tennessee football and basketball games for you right here on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Blue Raider station.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on News Radio WGNS, and conversation with the Better Business Bureau today. James Price is in studio with us, and we are going to talk about this cooler fall weather bringing some pool closing scams. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Home improvement and pool closing scams. You know, the weather's getting cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like fall, and there's scams all year long. And we're coming out of that season where scams were like from back to school and employment scams, and they're mainly going towards maintenance. The scammers have their seasons just like we do. You know, it's Christmas, it's fall, it's Easter. So now what they're doing is they're focusing on these home improvement scams. And particularly one is these pool closing scams. And it could be, you know, that, or, you know, making a fire pit for somebody, or, you know, winterizing the pool, that kind of thing. So BBB typically sees pool scams on the uptick this time of the year, and people who have pools should be aware of that. They will contact the homeowner, and they'll just offer you this incredible deal, you know,
sure,
to close the pool down. They may try to justify those prices, you know, say, hey, you know, we're from another state and we're coming in, we're trying to break into the market. You know, whatever reason they may give you, typically they're selling that sizzle, trying to get you the best price. And some warning signs should be, you know, they're going to want maybe half the payment up front, or something along those lines. They'll start asking for the money.
A third, you know, and a third, you know, when we start, and a third at the end, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, what can happen a lot of times is they'll take half the money and then
they're gone.
They just don't even show up. Or if they say, hey, we can start right now, they'll start for half the money and do less than half the job, and I don't know, go to lunch and never come back. So, you know, you just got to be aware of those. So some of the things you can do, one is use BBB.org, get a quote. You can actually go on BBB.org and you can get multiple quotes for businesses just by asking for a quote on the BBB website. Businesses that are accredited will get an email. So if we have multiple companies that close pools,
mm-hmm,
they'll get this request for a quote. And what you'll do is you'll get those back. So you should get at least three. When you get them, put them side by side. Make sure that you know, you're comparing apples to apples. Are they using similar products? Are they using similar quality materials, that kind of thing? It may not be best just to go for the lowest price.
Sure.
But get the one that is going to do the best job for you, and then look at the ratings, look at the customer, see if they have complaints. If they have complaints, have been there, have they been resolved? And then look for the customer reviews.
And so you know that when you get this quote from BBB.org, that these are accredited businesses that are sending you quotes as well?
Well, what's going to happen is when you ask for the quote, it's going to go to the business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the business is going to respond to you with their quote.
Right.
So it's going through the BBB website. And, of course, only businesses that have been accredited will send you those quotes. So you'll know that, you know, they're in the system.
So at least you know that you know, you're working with a business who has a very high rating with the BBB. And you can compare apples to apples in terms of businesses that you can trust.
Well, yeah. Let's say you get three or four of them and you get them back. Well, then take those quotes and then go to the BBB website and look up those in particular businesses. Yeah. So you're not just taking the quote. You're going to say, oh, well, you know, Joe's Pools and Tom's Pools and ABC Pools, they all sent me once. Well, let's go to the BBB site and let's take a look at every one of these and then see what we, you know, don't get in a hurry.
Sure.
You know, take your time, because once you get in a hurry, that's when people start losing money and getting scammed.
Yeah. And not only do you want to request several quotes, one of the big things to look at is how long has this company been in business too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you know, a company has to be in business a certain amount of time before we'll even invite them for accreditation. So take a look at that. Choose a contractor that has, you know, a good reputation. They've been in business for quite a while. They've completed work in the past satisfactorily. And then look for those reviews. And not all companies that are good companies are going to have reviews. There are some companies that just don't get reviews. And then, you know, typically you get more complaints than reviews, because people are really quick to pick up and say,
sure,
and complain about something, but they don't typically talk about great service.
Yeah. You know. So just be cautious when you're looking at those things. And again, the best way to get started with that is to head to BBB.org, and you can just have the quotes emailed right there to you, and it's a very easy process. James Price joining us here from the Better Business Bureau. Again, go BBB.org online.
A nagging hip, back, or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention that it deserves. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994. And that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. And I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having three chef-prepared meals every day. Make new friends. Learn a new hobby. Lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
The Alley was born from a love of food and family. Every meal is fresh made in-house from recipes passed down over steaming pots of perfection. From our hand-cut steaks to the homemade desserts, everything that comes from our kitchen is specially made for the family that sits at our table. Pull up a chair and share your story.
The Alley on Main, 223 West Main in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, good Tuesday morning. Last day of school. Thanksgiving is here. No more school after today. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
And it's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries. Call or text us and we'll announce a winner around 8 a.m. A lucky person will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, moving soon to 128 North Church Street near the old First United Methodist Church.
Derry Wells is today's good neighbor of the day. He's very encouraging, and he's always helping young people. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
And news, traffic, weather brought to you by French's Shoes and Boots. Big Black Friday sale starts this Friday.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning, guys. Clouds be on the increase for today. Showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Wind southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady across the region. South winds will be breezy 10 to 25. And then Wednesday, chance for more showers and storms, mainly before noon. And temperatures continue to hold steady. I'm Phil Jensko.
Right now it's 47.
Good morning, watching you really build out here now. The last few minutes on 24 westbound here at Walden Road. Broad and Church had that wreck earlier this morning, knocked out some of the traffic lights in that general area. Use caution and common sense in that area there. Broad and Church, sections of Middle Tennessee Boulevard starting to really pick up out of here right on schedule. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A court hearing was held on Monday that focused on the daughter of Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron. A Rutherford County grand jury returned three indictments against Universal International Insurance employee Kelsey Ketron, who faces more than 70 separate charges. Ketron's attorney released a statement reiterating that Mayor Bill Ketron has not been charged or implicated in the indictments and was present as a representative of the company and a father. It's called the Chef Academy, and it's a program for local school students to learn how to use a kitchen. Lisa Trail is a spokesperson for the Murfreesboro City Schools.
Chef Jack, our chef for our Murfreesboro City Schools, works with students to teach them how to cook. It's always a great learning opportunity, a great hands-on opportunity for our students, and our parents love it, too, when they come and see what the children have actually been able to create and the fact that they're excited to be in the kitchen and understand it's not just about cooking, but we also have to clean up the kitchen.
This past 6 weeks, Chef Jack Sawyers taught students at Northfield Elementary about preparing a three-course meal. Chef classes are hands-on, so the students always take part in sampling the results. Another vehicle has crashed into a home. This time, an SUV went through a railed fence into a unit at the Cove at Center Point 2 on Hanover Street. Public Information Officer Larry Flower said the preliminary investigation indicated the 36-year-old man may have suffered a medical episode prior to the crash. No one was inside the apartment just before 9 Monday morning when the incident occurred. City building codes are checking to make sure the building is structurally sound. When news breaks, we tweet it. Follow us at WGNS Radio or log on to WGNSRadio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Absolute Auction on a three-bedroom, two-bath, one-level home with a two-car garage. The home features hardwood floors in the kitchen and entryway and gas fireplace. Also selling personal property Saturday, November 30th at 10 a.m. More information at MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
This morning we're talking with Shelby Lowe, and she is the nail instructor at Georgia Career Institute. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So you do nails there, and you teach others how to do so. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing nails for about 7 years, and I'm a fresh instructor. I've only been instructing for about a year.
So when you see people with, the glitter on their nails, the designs painted onto them, do you teach that as well?
Yes, we teach anywhere from just your basics, manicures and pedicures, and we also can go all the way up to acrylics, gel, structure gel, everything. We kind of do a little bit of everything there. But yes, we do touch down on nail art as well.
Now, I recently took my daughter and her friends to a nail place, and I didn't get my nails done, but it was interesting, though, to go in there because the place was, first of all, packed, but second, everybody there, I mean, it almost looked like a medical laboratory because they had, I think they had masks on, you know, those little breather masks. They had those on. And anyway, it was interesting to see that because that was my first time in a nail salon. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot to it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that goes into it that a lot of people don't see. I feel like just with all the sanitation and everything, people don't see the behind the scenes that goes into it. When you go to Georgia Career Institute, we do teach a lot on proper sanitation that a lot of salons don't do. But we try to make sure that everybody, when they graduate, they will be able to have a safe salon when they graduate.
And something else I noticed because I paid for it, it wasn't cheap to get her nails done.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not cheap. A product can be pretty expensive when you're working on clients, too. So
that being said, I mean, this is a good avenue for a lot of people if they enjoy, you know, the more artistic side of painting and design, mm-hmm. all of that stuff, because you can make a good living.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time people come back as a second career and they just realize that they just make more money doing nails. So that's why they normally come back to us.
So when you're actually, you know, painting the nails, doing the nails and all that, how do you go about teaching the more artistic side of it?
Well, everybody's different. Some people, they're more talented in the artistic side, and some people are more the therapeutic side. So I try to teach based on what their needs are. So a lot of people who are artistic, they normally pick up on things pretty easily. Some people do take a little more time to learn. But we just kind of try to go through all the steps. We do a lot of YouTube videos, and I just try to show them whatever they feel interested most in.
Do students often open their own place after attending, or, you know, is that something that happens, you know, 5-10 years later?
Oh, yeah. Some people do go straight out and open their own salon, but a lot of people do go work in a salon first and build a clientele, and then they'll open their own place.
How many, you know, hours are involved? How long is the program?
So the program is 620 hours. So if you're coming during the day class, it's 6 months. So that's about how long it'll take.
So in 6 months, you could be off to a brand new career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's not a lot of opportunities like that out there anymore, it seems like.
No, there's not. I like all the things that we offer to the students, too, especially with whenever they graduate, we do help them find jobs. If they can't find any jobs anywhere, we can call them and let them know when there's availability anywhere. But normally we don't have a problem with that. They normally have jobs straight out of school, so we don't really have to have an issue with that.
So with nails, just like, you know, massage therapy and many other things, I mean, you could work in a hotel spa, you could work, you know, start your own business. I mean, there's just a lot of options.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, again, depending on the person, it really is where they want to go to. Some people like to go to a more therapeutic setting. Some people like the more fast-paced nail salon. So it just really depends. But yes, we kind of try to teach everybody every different type of thing that you can get into.
Do some of the students come back to you later and say, hey, this is what I'm doing now?
Oh, most definitely. I try to keep up with them and see how they're doing. And they're always so successful. I don't think I've had any students that have not done nails whenever they've graduated.
You know, because we're so close to Music City, Nashville, do you have some students who come to you and say, yeah, I'm doing the stars now?
Oh, yeah, we do. One of my recent graduates actually did go work somewhere in Nashville, and she has been working with a lot of country stars, and she's loving it.
That would be pretty cool, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool.
And especially if you were like their personal person who they came to just for nails. Yeah, that would be neat. Again, we're talking with Shelby Lowe this morning at Georgia Career Institute. And you are the nail instructor there. So if anybody has any questions or they want to learn more information about actually enrolling at Georgia Career, the best option would be gci.edu. That's it, right?
That's it, yeah.
You covered it all, right?
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Again, Shelby Lowe with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
This is Rich Smith with more savings from Haynes True Value Hardware. We can all use extra table space for holiday dinners. Stop into Haynes True Value Hardware for the 6-foot deluxe folding table at just $34.99. It's lightweight and easy to carry. It folds in half for easy storage and has a top that won't chip, peel, or stain. For extra seating, pick up one or more all-steel folding chairs too, just $13.99 each. Head over to Haynes True Value Hardware for these bargains of the month and other great deals while supplies last. This is Rich Smith with Haynes True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Get to French's Black Friday and all weekend long for savings that will make Santa blush. Black Friday weekend only, get $10 off boots, boxed or on the racks, get $10 off insulated outerwear, and save 10% on all other apparel and Western hats. French's Shoes and Boots, apparel, and more. Shop where Santa shops Black Friday and all weekend long.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Wrapping up things here on this Tuesday morning. Brian, John, and Dalton here with you at 7:42. Coming up on 7:43, as a matter of fact, here at News Radio WGNS, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Time for a word from our friends at Junior's Foodland over at 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. I want you to head on over and get ready for Thanksgiving. Obviously, that is the big meal, the big feast, and they've got you taken care of with turkey and ham and all the sides,
potatoes,
all your baked potatoes, anything that you need for your sides, they've got it there as well. Plus, let me mention that they have trained meat cutters, and they only use the best USDA-inspected meats, and they really have their trained meat cutters there to give you the best selection, give you the cut that you want on your hams, and can take care of all of that for you at Junior's Foodland. Plus, don't forget their pick five for $19.99. Mix and match any five items in the frozen or meat department for $19.99. Junior's Foodland, wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving, and they invite you in to get all of your shopping done for Thanksgiving at Junior's, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square.
Better hurry up.
Yeah, getting here.
Getting close.
Yeah. You know, we've got just 2 days left before Thanksgiving. Now, what about...
Oh, that's what I was going to say I learned.
That was mine, too.
Yeah.
That was what you were going to say. What? Well, what have we learned on our show today?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, there's 2 days till Thanksgiving.
That's so low for you to jump on that.
Sorry.
That cashierless, Amazon cashierless people, no people, cashier robots or something. Mm. I don't know how they're going to do it.
McDonald's has the touch screens where you can order your food from those.
No, I do like those.
Yeah.
They're faster on that.
Less chance of somebody messing up your order, too.
Right.
Well, yeah.
See, we learned a lot.
At least you get the order right, whether it comes out that way.
Right.
Sometimes, but.
See, we learned a lot today.
Yeah. And
last day of school.
Yeah.
For kids. Oh, that was yours, wasn't it?
Well, I've learned a lot. This is your segment. as I challenge you to share what you've learned. So I don't have to have a part.
Actually, have you noticed on this show that most of the segments are ours?
Yeah.
Dalton, that he really doesn't research anything.